So we'll begin to dig into the islands.
Okay, we're now to
we're about the middle of that Philippine island mess. And the first place we hit there was, I believe it was Leyte.
You agree with that? Okay.
And we went in, and there was debris in the water floating.
Oh, before we go on, let's talk about the sonar and the other equipment on there.
Well, in the meantime, after we got into the Philippines there, of course, we done left the beach land. We was 100 miles away from land.
Now, after Houston, did you get off the ship Houston?
Just on the dock, that's all.
So you haven't been off the ship?
No, that is it.
About how long is this that we talked when we get there?
No, heck, I don't know it. We done nearly a year.
No. How long?
From
before we get to the islands there, how long did it take you? A couple of weeks?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, you're getting pretty ready for land by then, ain't you?
We didn't get no beach land.
But you're ready for it, wasn't you?
No, we would have done give in to it if we was out there to kill.
Did you know that you wasn't going to get
Yeah, we all did. You, they tell you these things. It's like a condemned prisoner. You know it.
You knew that you wasn't going to be touching land.
That's right. And we knew there was no more liberty. That was it.
What about your equipment and everything else?
It was ready. It was gun ready.
Was your sonar fishing?
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm fixing to get to.
Okay. Before we get into Leyte real good, tell us.
Well, when we got into, before we got into Leyte, they began to get signals. And I bet you they dropped tons of damn depth charges. They just even shipped them off the back. I thought you were going to carry it up. Getting that signal. I told the captain on the bridge there one morning, I said, what they're doing, I believe they're running into whales down there. It's a big fish. He says they could be. And they'd pipe down, give GQ, man your battle stations. Now hear this, everybody's manned it. Man your depth charges. Set them 300, set them 200, set them 400, start to roll them off.
So, at this time, did you have any sprays on there, or did you just roll
them? Roll down the chute, if you can.
You did that all along?
Yeah. Depth charge men do that.
Yeah.
And they didn't bring up nothing.
It wasn't none of them shooting boats?
No, we didn't do that because we didn't have a good, quiet contact. And I told that skipper, I said, Captain, I said, there's something wrong with that sonar somewhere, I believe. I said, damn, we just about devoured the war with his depth charge. We've tore this ocean up out of here. Every time you get in contact with GQ and start throwing them. Well, we went on 6 to 7 months with him. And we was getting contact, all kind of contact. One morning I told him in Leyte they had a dry dock there. You could, like it was vaulted. They had a ship, what to do with this ship, the back end is out of it, you understand? They sank it. And you go up in there, they pump the ballast dry, and it raised you out of the water. And I told him, I said, is there any way that we can go in dry dock for a day or two? He said, no way. So the next morning, he got a hold of the Beastmaster out there and asked for permission to go in. They told him, said, we've got two ships supposed to go in there that's been damaged to hit.